talk about the dream that I call the Titanic dream. I thought I would give a little bit of information in terms of how it originated, where it came from. I mean, it came from the spirit, but how it came to me. If you have maybe read the dream, you notice that I talked about my state of mind, and my state of mind being in a place of fear, also though being a spiritual student or a student on a spiritual path, I intellectually knew what I was supposed to be doing, but I was in so much fear and confusion, and obviously listening to the ego solution, that I was finding it really hard to practice. And I think that that is a condition that we all at some point in our journey experience, where we know what intellectually what we're supposed to do, but it's very difficult to turn things around and to make a choice when we're in, you know, such a state of fear and confusion and panic. My question really was, how can I do my spiritual practice when I'm in so much fear? So that's an interesting question. A lot of times we pray for help, or we pray for solutions to our problems. In this case, I knew what I was supposed to do. I knew that my best course of action was to listen to the spirit, but I was having such a difficult time doing that. So I prayed or asked for help in how can I apply my practice? How can I do what I know is good for me when there is so much fear? The spirit responds in such a gentle and loving way. And I think the very first thing the spirit was showing me, which I hadn't quite realized, by placing me on the Titanic at the moment the ship is sinking, without any sure plan for survival, by using those symbols, the spirit was saying, this is how much fear you're in. And that actually was very, not soothing for me, but it was a message of, have some compassion for yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Because I hadn't realized really how much fear I was in. The circumstances would not have equated to that much fear. So it didn't really come to my full conscious awareness that that's how much fear I was in. And therefore, I was really chastising myself or judging myself for what I was not able to do, which I knew I should have done. I should be picking that apple, but I can't. Like I keep picking this chocolate piece of cake, and it's just creating so much more fear and making me feel so bad. And then I would judge myself, why can't you do this? This is easy. Why shouldn't you be able to do this? And when the first scene of the dream is showing me why, showing me this is why you are in terror right now, and you are paralyzed in fear. So of course it would be challenging and very difficult for you to choose. And I found that to be a loving response. We can't stop there, really. The spirit continues on with the beautiful teachings for us about what happens when we're in that kind of fear. And even though we're in that kind of fear, there still is choices that we can make. And the way that the spirit showed me how to make those choices, so remember, this was my question, how can I make this choice when I'm in so much fear? And the spirit is saying, this is how you can do it. And the first way was, number one, notice that all the ego solutions that you're coming up with or that you're listening to are not a sure bet. Anything you're thinking about as a solution to how to get out of the fear that the ego would advise, if you look clearly, you will see that it's a 50-50 chance. There is absolutely no certainty in any of these ego solutions. What that does is it, in essence, creates a little bit more panic, because you don't really then know which one to choose. The difference between myself on the Titanic and the others is that people were in so much panic that they weren't even pausing long enough to notice that these solutions were not certain. They were so panicked that they were just grabbing the first thing that they could think of and hope that it would work. Another beautiful and loving message to me was, look how far you've come. You're pausing. Isn't that great? Because if you don't pause and recognize that none of these solutions really are a sure bet, you're certainly not going to turn toward the spirit. So good for you. Here was another positive to look at. You're pausing and you're noticing, yes, that is creating more being paralyzed. In other words, you cannot make a choice because none of those things seem to work or seem to be the sure way to survive. But you are also pausing long enough that you can notice that I'm here with you. We can still be in a state of confusion. We can still be in fear. we can even still be in doubt. But as long as we connect and follow the Spirit, we don't have to have, we will eventually have that state of mind as we follow, but join with the Spirit to take the hand of the Spirit, to let the Spirit lead us. We just have to rely on the Spirit certainty. And that's another beautiful teaching in the dream, because I think often on a spiritual path, what we do as students is we think we have to achieve a certain state of mind on our own. We have to figure out, how am I going to get to this place of peace? How am I going to get to this place of certainty? How am I going to let go of doubt? And the dream was showing us that it is okay for you to come to the Spirit with this state of mind, because the Spirit doesn't need you to be a certain way. The Spirit is there to help you. The Spirit is already peaceful, certain, knows the way, has the answer. You just need to come and join to receive it. The guidance was, in my mind, insane, to go in the opposite direction, to go to the bottom of a boat that's sinking. Who does that? That's nuts. The guidance didn't feel any more sane to me. The Spirit earned my trust for me to actually do something so radical. Why? Because what I sensed was the Spirit was 100% certain. And that is what helped me to make the final choice, the decision to follow something that seemed crazy. I know when people read this particular dream, they have a lot of questions of what does it mean by the bottom. Again, there's a larger spiritual principle, and there's more of an individual thing in our everyday life that we can take from going down the elevator to the bottom of the boat. The elevator to me represented the whole spiritual path that we take. As we follow this path to awakening, we are safe. We will experience miracles all along the way. We don't have to be afraid, you know, as we're holding the hand of the Spirit or following our guidance or following our teacher, our inner teacher. To me, going to the bottom is, there's both the larger journey that it represents, but it's also the moment-to-moment journey. I was no longer going to live my life by the rules of the world. I could no longer go along that path of what we think saves us in this world. We'll say our laws, our rules, our regulations, the things that we do every day that we don't even realize we do. We follow the certain way that it's okay. If you get a job, then you make money. If you do this, then this happens, and everybody follows along as if that is the only solutions. When I thought, oh my gosh, things are going to be so different now, it's the sense of, I get to live my life in a whole new way. I get to live my life understanding first that I don't have to follow these rules, that there are God's laws, and these laws I can be under. As long as I hold the Spirit's hands, I can be under the laws of God, and I can live a whole different kind of life. So I could never go back to living life the way that I had already always lived it.